Cuomo, in a statement, says anyone who falsely makes bomb threats to a community center can now be charged with a Class A misdemeanor offense, punishable by up to a year in jail. For Assembly sponsor Amy Paulin of Westchester, the bomb threats last winter became personal. Her local JCC, 1 mile from her home, where she swims and sends her children to classes, was among those targeted.
At the time where the bomb threat was called in, there were nursery school and toddlers in the building, and they had to be evacuated. And this is a busy These are busy intersections, and they had to march all of these children to safety. And that's scary, too, you know, marching them across big streets with a lot of traffic. And we had seniors in the building. You know, this should not be.
Senator Patrick Gallivan, the bill's sponsor in the Senate, is a former Erie County sheriff. He says he was surprised to learn that there was no actual law against calling a bomb threat into a community center.
Come to find out, there was not a law in place that actually covered this.
Gallivan from Western New York says the measure adds community centers of all types to an existing law that covers bomb threats to public gathering spaces, including schools, parks, and hotels.
The legislation actually changes the definition of public place in the penal law to now include community centers where somebody might call in a threat. They can then be charged with an offense under the penal law.
In the cases last winter, an Israeli teenager was eventually caught and charged with making some of the threats as part of a profit-making business on an illegal internet site. But the sponsors of the bill say they think in the current political climate that included 3 deaths in Charlottesville, Virginia, during a white supremacist rally over the weekend, people are right to be worried that something like the false bomb threats might happen again. President Trump on Monday called out the Charlottesville demonstrators, saying racism is evil and the KKK, neo-Nazis, and white supremacists are repugnant to American values. Trump was under pressure for not naming the groups or specifically condemning them after the violence erupted on Saturday. Gallivan, a Republican, says he's happy that the president spoke out more strongly.
When he came out and condemned the actions over the weekend, I thought it was appropriate that he spoke out. And looking at it and seeing the people's criticism, I understand why some people were upset, not thinking that he's gone far enough. Mm-hmm. And I am now glad that he's come out and clarified and been very strong and unequivocal.
Paulin, a Democrat, agrees that Trump said the right things Monday, but she says it could have happened sooner.
It's just a little shocking that it took all this public pressure to get him to do that. But it's hatred. It's so obvious, and we need a strong leader to call it hatred when it is. Whatever side it's on, whoever's doing it.
Both Paulin and Gallivan say that everyone needs to dial back the rhetoric. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.